This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Y'all were a part of an upset yesterday.
Oh, Cinderella story!
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. It's our battle of the burbs that we have going on the social media pages here with the mix. So if you go to Instagram at 99.1 The Mix or Facebook.com/99.1 The Mix, you can vote because every weekday there is a new battle for the best burb. And yesterday, this was such an upset. Because it was Oak Creek versus Elm Grove. And Oak Creek was, I mean, they were dominating right out the front. A lot of people were voting for them. And then it started to get close. Mm-hmm. Oak Creek still had the lead. And now, Elm Grove won.
Pulls off the upset!
51% to 49%. Very, very close.
Small town.
I just thought with the amount of people that more people will be voting for Oak Creek. But don't just assume that your burb is going to win. And here's why you want to vote for your favorite burb. Because the winner, we're going to head out there. We're going to talk to the mayor, try to get a proclamation put together, make it a really big deal that this is the best burb in southeastern Wisconsin.
We got a day set up. Absolutely.
So now we have Franklin versus West Bend.
Uh-huh.
And Franklin right now is up 75% to 25%.
Ooh, Franklin, big
lead. Don't just assume. Again, you've got to vote. Yep. You have to go to the Mix Instagram and vote to make sure that your burb is going to win. And then we also have Menominee Falls versus Tosa.
Ooh, big matchup.
And this one's a little bit closer here. But if you want to represent Tosa or the Falls, Franklin or West Bend,
come on,
and try to campaign and tell all of us why you live in the best burb, the phone line is open, ready for you to call in right now. 414-432-1099. You can text in also. Yesterday, with the battle of Oak Creek and Elm Grove, we had a mixed listener text in and say, a Buc-ee's is coming to Oak Creek. End of story. They should be the best burb. But they ended up not winning.
It wasn't enough. Forget the brackets. It's all about the burbs now, people.
Your
burb.
So who listening is from Franklin or West Bend or Menominee Falls or Tosa?
Come on.
We want to talk to you. Sell us on why your burb is the best one. I love all of these areas. I mean, I do. Like, it's really hard to pick one, but that's the way the contest goes. Doesn't your daughter live up in West Bend, Radar?
My daughter, Lexi, lives in West Bend. Now, my son, Noah, lives in Oak Creek.
Well, so Oak Creek's out, though. They didn't advance.
Yeah, he didn't do enough to try and get his team,
but
his
burb. Franklin is up quite a bit. Franklin, so if you want to rep West Bend, mm-hmm. you've got to fight for your burb because it's not looking good. It's looking like a blowout right now.
And I also coach at Tosa East, so softball, varsity softball. So do I want to see Tosa East beat Menominee Falls? I think I do.
You're voting for Tosa.
I'm going for Tosa. They got a cute little village. It's a great village. When it's nice out, you can walk around and grab some ice cream, actually some froyo at Yo Mama.
Yeah, but downtown Menominee Falls is cool too.
It is, and I live there. Matter of fact, my son Bones was born in Menominee Falls. And actually, all of my kids were born in Menominee Falls, but when we brought Bones home, it was the first time we brought a kid home. We lived in the Falls at that time. The other two were born in the Falls, and we lived in Tulsa.
Okay.
So that's going to be a tough matchup for me.
Who can we get from Menominee Falls to represent? 414-432-1099, Battle of the Burbs. Who has the best burb? And again, vote. Make sure you do that on The Mix Instagram at 99.1TheMix or Facebook.com/99.1TheMix. It's Battle of the Burbs
on
our Mix social media right now to find out who is the best burb in southeastern Wisconsin. And today, it's Menominee Falls versus Wauwatosa and Franklin versus West Bend. And Franklin is destroying West Bend.
Oh, man.
But Packer fan Tiffany, you're trying to tell us that West Bend is the best. Why?
Yes. Well, for starters, I lived in Franklin when I was younger. And I think West Bend is better. Because you have the farmer's market in the spring. You have music on Main. You have...
Oh, yeah, because they... Now, my daughter, Lexi... Yeah, my daughter, Lexi, lives in West Bend. They shut down that Main Street with that music on Main. There's a lot of places you can go to eat right on Main Street, too.
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid downtown in West Bend.
Yeah, and you have the Art and Chalk Walk, which is awesome.
Listen,
they have lots of kids' activities in the summer, all year round. There's always a little something to do.
But Packer Fan Tiffany, tell us, though, who is, like, the person to see or visit when you are in West Bend? Who's the person that we need to know about that makes West Bend so special that doesn't exist in Franklin?
Me.
Yes, it's you. It's Packer Fan Tiffany.
Oh my God,
the biggest Packer fan in West Bend.
That's a great answer. Well, okay, Packer Fan Tiffany, you need to get on this then. You need to share this with all your West Benders. Is that what y'all call yourselves?
Okay.
West Benders, and tell them to vote because if you guys keep advancing in our brackets here for best burb, we're going to come to your town.
Yeah.
We're coming
to your city. Play it up.
Nice.
Well, you're the only one that called in and represented a city. We're still looking for people to call in and represent here Wauwatosa, Franklin, and we are looking for Menominee Falls. So if you got something to say and you think your burb is the best, call in like Packer Fan Tiffany right now.
Yeah.
414-432-1099. And way to represent Packer Fan Tiffany. We love it.
Of course.
We'll talk to you soon, girl.
All right, bye.
Bye.
And we also have the text line. You can actually text in if you can't make a call. We'd love to talk to you, but... texter says, Tulsa West boys and Tulsa East girls just got back from winning state basketball tourneys.
Yeah, they did.
So that's a reason to celebrate.
Hey, Mayfair Mall is in Wauwatosa.
Let's go.
I love me some of that Nordstrom action.
All right, 414-432-1099. Call, represent your burb to maybe be the best burb in Battle of the Burbs.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's The Mix.
My name's Grace. So I was calling to represent West Bend, actually.
Another West Bend caller in Battle of the Burbs.
Grace, you got to tell everybody you know to go to The Mix Instagram at 99.1TheMix and make sure that they vote. It's in our Instagram story, or you can go to The Mix Facebook page. So, Grace, tell us, what are the two best things about West Bend? I mean, you could tell us more, but, like, let's focus on what is the thing. If aliens came here from outer space and they went in West Bend, what do they need to know?
Take me to your leader in West Bend.
So, honestly, the best places to go in West Bend, there's downtown is absolutely beautiful. I've been living in West Bend since I was, like, five. And it's so beautiful. Downtown's beautiful. The farmer's market is beautiful. There's vintage stores that you can go to downtown. There's a hibachi ninja. It's called Ninja Hibachi. And it's kind of like in a strip mall, and it's delicious. So honestly, if you love like Chinese food or Japanese food, go there because they have the best food. And they also have a bunch of scenery. Like they have a wooded area.
Yeah, my daughter Lexi lives there. Nice. She always likes to run along the river. She loves with her boyfriend. Yeah.
Yep, it's beautiful. I've been playing in that those woods since I was a kid. I love West Bend.
And you
it's
just
fantastic.
Got a pickleball, indoor pickleball court,
whoa,
I should say.
Grace, are you for real?
Yes, we did. I just saw it actually the other day, and I'm like, whoa, I better go check that out.
Well, we appreciate you campaigning for West Bend because Franklin is right now in quite the lead with 75% to 25% West Bend. And again, Final Four and the winner, we're going to come to the town and we're going to visit and see all these cool places. So if you want us to get out there to West Bend and give some love to your city, get on social media, our Mix Facebook and Instagram, and tell everybody that you know to vote.
I will. I definitely will because West Bend rules. I love West Bend.
WB!
Yeah, West Bend. But what do you call yourselves? West Benders?
West Benders, Bendies. We call
Bendies. Okay, I'm learning this stuff. I don't think my daughter Lex has called
Grace.
Herself that yet, but that's good. Benders.
Grace,
Bendies.
You are just so darn cute. We love you calling in. Thank you for representing your burb.
And get all your Bendies to vote.
And getting the word out. Yes, tell your Bendies. Vote.
I will. Thank you so much. I love your guys' radio show, by the way.
Grace, well, you need to definitely stop by and say hi sometime.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I really would.
And when you
so
call
much.
In next time, just say, hey, it's Bendy Grace, and then we'll know it's Grace from West Bend.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I will.